My name is Jonathan Blackwood. Welcome to my Tech Decisions Podcast. Today's guests are Kiyoharu Sasso and Mark Bonifacio of Sony. We invited Kiyo and Mark onto the program to discuss the recently announced Future Learning Collaborative. With the support of 11 U.S. colleges and universities, Sony Electronics has developed the Future Learning Collaborative, an initiative designed to foster open and candid dialogue among higher education institutions about the role of technology in supporting teaching and learning. Sony works with members of the collaborative to develop new technology for higher education environments. In our interview, Mark and Kiyo will discuss how they came up with the collaborative, how the collaborative works, and how it informs the company when it comes to developing new technology. Enjoy the interview. Before we get to the interview, a quick reminder that My Tech Decisions podcast is now available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Make sure to subscribe in order to instantly download the latest interviews with expert AV integrators, IT providers, security installers, technology manufacturers, and commercial technology decision makers like yourself. If you like what you hear, you can leave a comment and rate the podcast as well. Search for My Tech Decisions podcast on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download and subscribe. Now let's get to the interview. My name is Jonathan Blackwood. Welcome to My Tech Decisions podcast. Today's guests are Mark Bonifacio and Kiyoharu Sasso, both of Sony. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you guys. When you hear the name Sony, you think of, well, a million different things. Sony's into all kinds of different electronics and technology. But today what we're talking about is something that maybe flies under the radar a little bit, but is a really cool initiative. And it is Sony's Future Learning Collaborative, working with higher education markets. But I'll let them kind of explain what the initiative is. So, guys, what is Sony's Future Learning Collaborative?
Okay, so this is Kiyo Sasso. I'm a general manager of B2B of America, which is responsible for developing future solutions of Sony for higher education. So I'd like to answer what is Sony's Future Learning Collaborative is. And actually, that is the open forum we kind of initiated and launched this year, and together with 11 colleges and universities. This forum is designed to be an open community where all members can share their ideas and openly exchange opinions and have dialogue and discussion about the role of technology in supporting teaching and learning. The collaborative members are working with Sony, but also, most importantly, working with each other, so that they can develop new classroom technologies or solutions which enable more effective teaching methods with the goal of creating a deeper and more immersive learning experience for students. So we are developing and initiating these forum activities, but we really want to make these members and community a very open forum where all the information and ideas can be freely shared to improve teaching and learning.
Okay, and how do you guys choose which schools that you bring into this initiative, or is it kind of open enrollment?
Yeah, Jonathan, I'll take that one. This is Mark Bonifacio, so I'm responsible for the sales and marketing initiatives for Sony's education business segment in North America. I guess I'll start off, you know, by saying that, you know, Sony has really been selling into the education space for, you know, well over 20 years, but primarily it's been a manufacturing customer relationship. And what we've started to do over the past several years in many of our verticals is establish more partnership to bring products and solutions to market. So as Kiel mentioned, there's 11 colleges and universities This is a diverse mix of universities, both 2 and 4 year universities, public, private, very prestigious, and also very public open enrollment type places, that have a diverse student population. We chose the schools in collaboration with an outside consulting partner that we're working with, Entangled Solutions. They brought some thought leaders in educational learning and pedagogy to us. Some of the people that are on the forefront of changing the way that teachers interact with students and students with the teachers. So that made up some of the schools that we brought. And at the same time, we brought some of our longtime customers who, as I mentioned, we've been doing business with for, close to 20 years. One of the things that I've found out through my time with the education space is that education institutions are very excited to be involved with new things and to actually create ideas, create solutions, as Keo mentioned. So some of our existing customers were, very excited to be brought into this space to offer their ideas on where they thought technology should go to help facilitate learning in the universities.
Okay, and stepping away from the collaborative for a second and more general technology and education environments, what does technology do for learning environments? For some of our audience that maybe are working at universities that haven't attempted their digital transformation quite yet, what is the benefit of it? What is the benefit of having technology in classrooms and in learning environments in higher education?
Sure, I'll take that one as well. So, historically or recent history, technology has really been used just for presentation to, present much like you would in a conference room at work, for the teacher to present ideas, concepts, a very one-dimensional. But the students that are, going to university today, they weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Most of them are born with an iPod in their mouth or some sort of technology device, so to speak. And basically they have grown up with technology. So their information is available to everybody, as we know, very quickly, whether it's, good, bad, indifferent. There's information out there at their fingertips. So as teachers are presenting concepts, the students can surf their phones, their iPads, their laptops, and find maybe counter viewpoints or other topics to discuss. So what has basically happening now is that learning is becoming very collaborative. It's not just, teacher to student, but it's student back to teacher or student to student learning together. So the technologies that in the past were about how the teacher could present ideas in the quickest, easiest, most clear way to the students are now becoming much more collaborative in how they can present to each other, whether in the classroom, outside the classroom. Basically, learning is not just in the classroom anymore, right? Learning is a continuous spectrum from outside the classroom and really, lifelong learning. So some of the new technologies are, helping enable that. And, there's plenty of research out there that indicates that technology is a very, important role in enhancing the learning experience. Sony wants to be a part of that, and we don't want to do that in a vacuum, right? We're using the collaborative to help us define what those solutions should be.
Okay, and why is it so important to get input from practitioners and to form this collaborative when you guys as manufacturers are developing new technology?
Okay, so this is Keo speaking again. I want to pick up some answers to this. So Sony's fundamental philosophy is really the idea of designing technology with purpose, especially creating solutions that come out of really the experience and challenges of end users. So I think very well for broadcast industry, but we have done this many years for broadcast industry, but for example, also for cinemas, and most recently, we are starting doing this for the healthcare and sports industry. And we are also doing the same for higher education. And historically, we found this kind of dialogue with practitioners, you know, who are real users, is really the best way to understand their priorities and challenges and pain points. So as I explained in the very beginning, that by creating a community like this for the open and transparent dialogue and gathering the real feedback from practitioners and faculties, we want to create more effective technologies which meet different needs of teachers and learners. So I believe this is really a great way to improve our designing future solutions.
And how has gathering these practitioners, I understand how much that must help, but how has it changed the way that Sony approaches designing new technology? You touched on it a bit, but I think traditionally, for many companies, you know, you design the technology in a bit of a vacuum. So working with these practitioners, have you taken any lessons away, not only in the higher education space, but around technology design in general?
Yes. So, most important point is really the frequent feedback and iteration process for the design process. So we do this in the many industries, but by having the opportunity to directly work with end user and do the testing and do the working and bring the insight of those pain points and specific needs to the design process is very important. And I think that works very well for Sony to produce the cutting edge solution for many customers.
One last question. A lot of conferences that I've gone to lately and a lot of people that I've spoken to, digital transformation is such a catch-all term, but a lot of them have said that digital transformation should start with the business case first. Is this how you see, it seems that forming this collaborative and some of your other initiatives, is this how you see the technology industry going? Less of designing technology that should fall into any environment, and more about designing technology that can then be customized for specific environments? And is that something that you see changing, or is it more the status quo for you guys?
What do you mean by business case first? I'm sorry.
Essentially what I mean is, instead of going out and saying, okay, I want presentation technology, so that I can change my business, you go out and say, okay, I need to be able to have my sales team give better presentations, and what technology can help that. So essentially starting with the need first and finding the technology, where traditionally I think it's sort of been get the technology in there and then figure out how the business can use it.
Right. I think that's really the whole concept of us having this forum and user-first approach. Try to understand their pain points and challenges and iterate our designing process along with their pain points. So I think we kind of show some of the example of the educational show, which is held in the beginning of this month at EduCourse in Denver. We presented several examples, but one of the examples we show was the so-called digital paper classroom solutions, which allows teachers replace paper assignments or quizzes with digital paper devices, which Sony offers. And the newly created solution out of this forum conversation enabled teacher to connect all students' devices from her PC or tablet in the classroom. The idea is really, you know, not changing or not pushing the digital paper device, but much more about helping teacher to digitize or existing workflow without changing their way of teaching or learning. So for example, digital paper is an optimized device for reading and writing with the same size letter size paper, and also the exact same feeling as writing on the paper. And it also has very low glare, allows you read without stress for a long time compared to looking at the tablet screen. So by having this type of device replacing the paper, teacher can really digitize their workflow. You know, instead of handing out paper, they can deliver and collect assignment all at once, but she can also monitor what's happening at each student's device real time. This gives her complete visibility to each student's learning process in the classroom. So what I want to say is, we are not pushing technology in this case, but I think this technology can simply meet the existing workflow, but still improve the capability of faculty to teach better and understand better about learning process. And that's the very important point of having this type of collaborative effort to create a new solution. You know, handwriting, note taking, reading is still very important process in the learning. So we really want to, you know, kind of propose this type of a simple technology which can really meet existing workflow in the teaching and learning. So that is one of the example I want to kind of say as a, you know, example of we are not kind of a technology driven, but more about understanding the teacher or student's needs first.
No, I think it's a great example, and I'm certainly excited to see what new technology comes out of this collaborative and other initiatives like it. In the meantime, if our audience wants to learn more about the Future Learning Collaborative or learn more about Sony, how can they reach you guys?
Yes. So the URL, we have the Future Learning Collaborative webpage up and running, where you can find our information, https://futurelearningcollaborative.com, where you can find all the information about what Future Learning Collaborative is doing. But you can also visit Sony Pro website, which is Pro.Sony, and you can find our information at education segment. You can find our forum information, but also all the Sony offering from that page. And we are hoping to have the future solution out of Forum Collaborative keep updating to this web page.
Perfect. Well, I encourage everyone to check that out. Mark Bonifacio and Kiyoharu Sasa from Sony, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to My Tech Decisions podcast. Here at Tech Decisions, it's our mission to help you do your job better. If you'd like to learn more, head over to www.mytechdecisions.com or follow us on Twitter at @MyTechDecisions. I'm your host, Jonathan Blackwood, managing editor of Tech Decisions, and you can find me at @BlackwoodTweets. Thank you again for listening, and good luck with all of your installations and implementations.